every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALALAL H-A-M-A-C-R-R. C-N-R Clothiers?
C-R.
Whatever happened to them? M-M.
I think you were going to R-R from.
S-O-S. Oh, yeah, R-R.
Yeah.
We don't speak for any of those guys. Why?
D-B-A, N-W-A.
Why don't we speak for any of those guys? Because they're not paying us to, and they don't want us to.
They'd be better off if we did, but...
Right, clearly. Well, of course.
What, paid us?
Well,
if we spoke
too.
For them.
Oh, okay.
That'd be awesome. Get sponsored.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody out there at NA World Services or AA World Services or CA World Services, sponsor this show and write it off on your taxes.
Yeah.
Awesome!
But they're nonprofits.
So are we. We don't make
I'm sure
money.
They still file taxes, though, don't they?
I don't think
just
so.
Just because you're non-profit doesn't mean that you don't have to show the money that came in.
Yeah, but they don't pay taxes.
No, they don't pay taxes.
Yeah, they're like corporate jet owners.
Yeah, they are.
Corporate jet owners.
We've
don't
got
pay
a chillin'. We got a chillin' out here in the peanut gallery.
It's a chillin' in the wild.
It's a chillin' just chillin'.
What's the chillin' want? To take a walk.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. Oh, she wants to take a walk and go eat.
Semaphore.
You want to go eat on the street. You want to go dumpster diving.
This is fascinating for our listeners, I must
say.
You
know what? Anybody that has a kid will be going, oh, my God, I know exactly what's going on right now.
You guys, if you just asked,
yeah,
we'd be done with this already and moving forward.
What do you need to do? Quick. Can you go get popcorn?
Liquor store liquor popcorn. Store.
Nothing's ever got popcorn as good as the liquor store. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. I have to throw in one more caveat here.
Yeah.
What?
If you're going to the liquor store to buy popcorn, why do you keep texting someone?
I didn't text anyone.
Oh.
Well, and she's going to the Hi-Ho Market, which is also a deli. You can get sandwiches and stuff there.
Oh.
Okay.
You can get scotch there, too.
Yeah, you can.
Scotch in the sub.
Okay,
so
let's
it's
see.
Time for the boozy news.
Yes, I'm going on here. In
Florida.
Thank you. A Florida Keys man was nearly stabbed in the head and had his nipple bitten by his girlfriend after she got mad at him because he made a blonde joke and she had just had her hair colored.
Wow, that's a big price to pay for a joke.
Sweet.
Mustn't have been funny.
I hope it was funny. What do you say? What was
it doesn't
the joke?
Say what, it doesn't say what
the joke was?
No.
What's the first thing a blonde does after sex?
Opens the car door.
That's close, but asks if they all played for the same team. Look, you got two blonde jokes in one right there. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We've got... Now I have to turn the page.
Turn the page.
In Gainesville,
Florida,
Felipe DeAndre and Angela Jacqueline Gonzalez were
already
arrested.
Already they're loaded.
Were arrested. It doesn't
dealing.
Say they were,
they were
actually.
Selling.
It doesn't say they were, but you think that they
you
probably
know
were.
They were.
They were arrested for having sex in the wee hours of the morning on the front porch of Tim and Terry's music store.
Were they open for business?
No, they were not open. It was in the early morning hours. When the officer arrived, the couple were still having sex.
Wow. How long did the call take?
Well, a witness called it in, and then the officer came by, and by the time the officer got there, they were still having sex. They said when the officer asked them why they wanted to have public sex right out there in the front of the store, they said because it was a first.
The guy turned around and went, "Can I borrow your handcuffs?"
And sweet.
You should see the mugshots of these two. The guy is totally grinning from ear to ear, and the girl looks completely pissed.
She didn't get off.
No, I wouldn't guess so. Let's see. In
Florida,
Nelson Santiago, 30 years old, a TSA employee, was arrested Monday after a Continental Airlines employee saw him steal an iPad tablet out of someone's luggage and stuffing it in his pants. During questioning, they found that he often stole electronics from passengers to sell online. They believe, after the investigation, after the interview, mm-hmm. they believe that he may have stolen $50,000 worth of equipment in the last 6 months.
That's bad.
A luggage handler?
Yeah.
I'm going to go be a luggage handler.
Yeah.
That seems like easy money.
Yeah.
50 grand in how long?
6 months.
That's 100 grand a year.
Yeah. Pay's not great, but bonus program's outstanding.
Yeah. Bonus! Sweet.
Let's see. Ooh, we have Hollywood news.
Hollywood.
Ben Affleck apparently has a gambling problem.
Okay.
This is news?
Well, it's news to me. I didn't know that.
I'll bet he does.
He actually had his own floating game called Ben's Game at one point.
Oh, I know. Big money game.
Yeah.
Hey, what are the odds on that he has a gambling problem?
He doesn't.
Well, he just recently lost $400,000.
That's his per diem for the last movie he did.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's nothing for him. If I lost $400,000, I'd have a gambling problem. Ben Affleck, it's not a problem yet. Is he going into rehab for it? What's he doing?
No, he's not.
Gamblers Anonymous?
He's not. It's just been the underground rumor is that because he disappeared from the game for a while, but now he's back.
Yeah. It's a poker game. Ben's actually a really good poker player.
People lose. Gabe Kaplan.
Some got to win, some got to lose. Gabe Kaplan gave up his acting career because he's a better poker player than he is an actor, which doesn't say a lot. But
yeah, but he made a lot of money for a long time playing poker, right? I mean, I don't know what he does anymore, but I know for a while he was like big on the poker circuit.
Gabe makes a lot of money in the private games.
Yeah. Sweet.
Wow. Okay.
Mark wouldn't know anything about any of that.
In Longview, Texas, a Longview woman gave birth to a record-setting baby Friday morning.
How long was it?
The baby's name was Jamichael Brown.
Jamichael?
Hey. Jamichael Brown.
She narrowed down the father to two people.
Shelly? Shelly? How long is it?
Baby?
It was James and Michael. She thought one of them was the dad.
It's 24 inches long.
Oh, my God.
He'll grow into it.
That is a record. He's going to grow into it later.
No, the baby is 24 inches long. He weighed 16 pounds, 4 ounces.
Ooh, man.
It was delivered by cesarean section.
I would hope.
Yeah. Come on, you could push that out.
Yeah, I read that and went, ow.
It's like pushing out a bowling ball. Wow.
No.
That's a big baby.
Let's see. In North Hills, that's in California.
Yes, it is.
Police are asking the public for help identifying several suspects who shot a man after he confronted them for tagging.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
The 18-year-old victim... was confronted two taggers when they were vandalizing his apartment building, whereupon one of the taggers shot him in the chest. He's in stable condition in the hospital. But the reason why the story kind of intrigued me a little bit is because the taggers who were caught, one of whom was caught, the other one is not, are being charged with something called... vandalism and obviously attempted murder plus vandalism with gang enhancement. What the heck is gang enhancement?
That means
tag it with a gang
sign. Doesn't just say like Flacco. It says like Flacco SFV13 or something, like San Fernando Valley 13. It's got a gang logo attached to it. So it's not just like smoke weed. It's like Smokeweed SFE-13 or Smokeweed White Fence or Smokeweed Crips or Bloods or something like that.
Okay, well, they need to change the name of that charge because gang enhancement
sounds like
you're
making the gang better.
No, it, well, no, to me
you're
it sounds
upgrading
like
the gang.
It sounds like they've got like the Ralph Lauren do-rag on. It's like an accessory.
I was thinking it sounded like they were all taking extends. Doesn't say a lot for that gang.
No, it doesn't.
I had a sponsee say that in a meeting once. I'm taking extends. Dude, you're going to meet a lot of chicks saying that.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm not saying who it is, who it was.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, we all know who it was.
In Limerick County, Ireland.
Limerick County?
Limerick?
Limerick County, Ireland. A man is
facing... There was a young man from Limerick.
Now, I'm not exactly sure why he's facing life in prison, but
the
he is.
One was a girlhood from Nantucket.
I'm not sure why he's facing life in prison, but he is. After the death of his girlfriend, who died from having sex with his Alsatian dog.
Ooh. Wow.
That's what she died from, for sure?
She apparently had an allergic reaction after having sex with the dog, and it was violent enough that it stopped her heart.
Wow.
They should have gotten the coroner from that for the Casey Anthony case.
Wow.
You can prove that she had sex with the dog and it killed her.
That's what they're saying. And that's he's in charge for this. He could face a life sentence in prison on a bestiality charge. But he didn't have sex with the dog.
She had sex with the dog. He didn't have sex
with
her.
That's what I'm saying is he didn't actually kill her and he didn't. They met in a bestiality chat room, and she agreed to come and do this. And the prosecutor even says that it appears to be consensual.
She once had a sex with a dog; it put her into a fog. The fog dropped out, and so did she.
That doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, I know.
That's right.
You kind of lost that one.
He was trying for a haiku. He missed.
Yeah, that's not a haiku. That's a limerick.
Haiku is 5, 3, and 5.
I know.
Or 7, 5, and 7.
Like surf caresses shore and gulls without boundaries softly sailing there.
Oh.
I won an award for that. That's been published.
Wow.
Yeah.
How exciting.
I have been published. Twice.
The big news in the recovery community and very sad news for all of us. In Rancho Mirage, California, Betty Ford passed away.
Yeah, that sucks.
93 years old.
Betty assumed room temperature.
What?
What was that? Jiminy Cricket.
Well,
thoughtful caring and sharing.
God.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
She died Friday evening.
Old age?
Well, I would think so. She was 93.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm guessing.
She died of being old.
She was having sex with her dog.
I was going to say, there wasn't any dogs around, was there?
Yes. No.
Oh, yes. No.
No, sorry. Yes, no. I'm reading the story while I'm trying to listen to you at the same time.
She was in her own recovery facility for sex addiction with her dog.
Oh.
There will be a public, there was a public service on Tuesday in Rancho Mirage. Yeah, by the time this goes up, it will have already gone.
There are two.
Two?
There's a second one in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, that's right. That's right, because they're flying her body back to Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where she born? Where her family lives?
Yeah, that's where her family's from.
That's where.
Where's Gerald at?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
That's where they met.
Did
Gerald die from hitting himself in the head with a golf club?
She's going to be buried next to him.
You know, she actually was a dancer and actress in her younger days. She went to New York and... She was on Broadway in a few musicals. She had some parts and everything, and she was doing really well. And her mother convinced her to come home and marry some guy who was a traveling salesman, and the marriage fell apart in 5 years. And then not long after that, she met
Jerry Ford. Traveling salesman. Bill W. talked about it in the book. You know, the wayward things that happen that any guy on the road can tell you about.
Well, she was a very good first lady, too. She will be missed.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it? Okay, good. We got more time.
Quarter past.
This one is really, really sad.
Oh, we'll find a way to liven it up.
Yeah. Mark will light it up.
In West Bengal, India.
The train?
No. A 12-year-old girl in West Bengal committed suicide so that she could donate her organs to her sick brother and father, only to be cremated a day before her wishes were discovered in her suicide note.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The family is heartsick. She did it on purpose. In her notes, she said that she did it on purpose so that because
to
the family,
save her brother and her father,
and wow. Because the family didn't have money for their medical care.
Their family's going to get money for medical care now because
yes.
People are going to be sending money from everywhere.
Actually, the local state council in the area they live is has pledged to help the family with its medical needs.
Wow, that really blows.
Yeah, it's very sad.
You know what really blows?
What?
My daughter wouldn't do that for me. She'd be like, you're going to assume room temperature, Dad. Can I have the car?
Yeah, I don't think anybody would do that for me either.
I would. But unfortunately, I'm a diabetic, so none of my internal organs are any good.
And my own internal organs have been shot by alcohol, so you're up a creek.
Can't help you there, pal.
I know. I couldn't even give you a kidney. My kidneys are so bad.
Perfect. You give me one of your kidneys, I can immediately go on dialysis.
Exactly. Let's see. I'm looking for a good one to go out on.
No
There's
hero
no good
of the
reason
week.
To go out, Shelley.
No.
I keep telling you that.
No, I don't have any more funny stories now.
Heroes of the week?
No good boo story?
No. Well, the last one, actually, we're at 15 minutes, but some good news. Well, sort of good news. It's sort of good news and sort of bad news.
No Lindsay Mitchell.
Sarah sent me this big old long article about a drug called Vivitrol, which is.
I've heard of that, but I can't remember.
A non-narcotic based drug that helps. It blocks opioid receptors in people that are addicted to opioids so that it helps them get off the drug. And it's a better way to wean yourself off of the drug rather than Suboxone and methadone.
There's a simple solution to that. People will stop taking Vivitrol so they can get loaded.
Well, and the Vivitrol doesn't do the same things. It prevents you from kicking.
If you take any heroin or anything, right, you don't get anything from it.
But you don't get anything.
You don't get loaded.
And it prevents you from kicking. It's just, as bad. The problem with the drug that I found...
It's not addictive. It's just habit forming.
It's $7,000 a dose?
It's $1,000.
For one?
Yes.
Wow. You get a 30-day supply for $1,000?
Yeah, it's an injection.
You know what?
It's an injectable,
so
Bruce.
So what? Because you know what?
Bruce, is
I'm
an injectable.
You what, when I was out there, I spent more than $1,000 on dope in a day. You know,
it's an injectable, Bruce.
What happens if I take two of them?
You get better faster.
Yeah, and you know what? I can see dope fiends doing that. What if I double up on them?
Yeah, you should see the instructions for taking it. Go into the bathroom, lock the door.
Make sure to turn off the heat lamp.
Yeah. Well, then the other nice thing about the Vivitrol is that with Suboxone and methadone, sometimes the treatment can go on for years. And Vivitrol, it says in the article that they shoot for 6 months.
So they guarantee you can be cured in 6 months?
Wait.
Get your money back if you're not?
Whoa. Well, wait a minute. So it costs you $6,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheaper than a treatment center.
You can kick in a week.
But it cuts cravings.
No, I was going to say, you can kick in a week and it's free.
There's less likelihood of going back
How?
Out. Because it cuts down cravings, it blocks, and it blocks even if you...
Does it continue to block?
Yes,
even after
for a month.
Now, let me ask you this, because I got to ask this. Since we know you can kick heroin in about a week, or depending on your personal thing, and a lot of what this drug does is stop you, the pains and stuff, from kicking...
Right.
Yet you continue to take it for 6 months, so what pains is it stopping then?
And I believe it probably stops the physical cravings.
Yeah.
What about the
mental
cravings?
Well, that's where you'd have to
go. No, I'm just wondering, it would bear more investigating for me to look at, because I don't know anything about it, so I'm not trying to, dog it, but I'm just wondering if part of what it does makes you not hurt so bad, and you continue to do it for 6 months, what is it stopping from hurting then?
I think it's to prevent you from going, because you won't get high when you have this in your system.
Right.
And the thing with heroin users specifically is...
I bet I could.
They'll kick, they'll spend the week kicking the drug, and then one of the main reasons why they go back out is because when your system is clean, the drug works really well. So they keep going back to heroin. Every time they get clean, they go back to heroin because they know it'll work
well. Right,
but
part of what this does is...
So it'll stop you from being able to go back because you won't get...
No. I get that. But isn't part of what the drug does reduce your kicking problems?
Yes.
Which is the pains and all
right.
the other things. So once you don't have those anymore, that portion of the drug is still kicking in your system.
Well, 6 months in the story, 6 months was the suggested amount of time because it gives you time to get into a program to get some recovery going, because it specifically says in the story that this drug is not recovery. It just helps you get clean.
No, they have a pill for recovery.
Yeah, Serenitol XL.
Serenitol, 50 milligrams.
What's 100 milligrams do?
Can I crush it?
Cleaner, faster?
Can I slam it? Can I smoke it? Can I snort it?
Oh,
I think you can do all three.
Yeah.
Serenitol, new from Libby.
So at any rate, that's the end of the boozy news.
Sweet.
Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Shelly?
Yes?
What's the topic?
I don't know, I've forgotten now.
I completely forgot what it was,
did you? Does Mark remember?
My favorite sponsee saying. I was thinking.
To which my sponsor always replied, "This should be good."
Yeah. Yeah. I usually replied with, "You should stop right there."
Yeah. Isn't that like famous last words for an alcoholic or a dope fiend?
I was thinking.
I had an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of something. Yeah.
What do you think if I do this?
I think you're an idiot.
Yeah. I actually told a sponsor that I was thinking, what if I did? I think you're an idiot. Now, 72 hours, he texted me back, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, isn't that, you know, it's almost like the other part that goes along with the I was thinking was I told you so.
Yeah.
You know, when someone says, what do you think of this idea? And you go, you know what, I think you're going to get loaded, or I think that really sucks, or I think you should be working some steps, or going to a meeting, or I think you should be working with others and doing some service. And they end up and get loaded, and you go, I told you so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Interesting thing, there's a car alarm going off nearby, and none of us are looking to see if anybody's like actually trying to steal a car. We're all thinking, how annoying does that sound?
Does anybody ever anymore? I hear car alarms all the time. I never look.
I did look the first time that I heard that car alarm that says, step away from the vehicle. And then I
know those Viper alarms.
Yeah.
When those first came out, they talked to you.
Yeah. That first time I heard one of those, I looked. And then one time I was near a car that had one of those alarms and it went off. And so I moved away just so I could move back and make it go off again.
You know what? I'd love to have one that actually.
That was funny.
I'd love to have one that comments back. So you say, you know, it says step away from the car and you go, F you. And it goes, F you too. Wouldn't that be great to have for a sponsee an alarm that says, they go, hey, I was thinking. It goes, bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah, don't do it. So, I was thinking.
So, Shelly.
Yes.
You ever had a sponsee that thought they had a good idea?
Well, the only one who actually said that to me that I remember, I don't actually think was an alcoholic. And she.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah, and she actually doesn't go to meetings anymore, and
great
she doesn't
singer.
Drink.
Well, she probably wasn't an alcoholic. I think she was a.
Yeah, I think she was in her collegiate party phase.
She didn't even drink. I mean, God, she was like 20 or something before she ever even had a drink. And she drank like a couple times at school and got busted.
Right.
Yeah. Great voice, this gal.
Yeah, she does have a great
fabulous voice.
And she mentioned something about her significant other, that she, something that she, because I said, you know, if you want to work a program, and she wasn't sure whether she was going to stay with this person, and she said, well, I have an idea, and I just kind of went, she said, I have an
danger,
idea.
Danger, Will Robinson.
And I said, whatever the idea is, it's a bad one. She said, how do you know? I haven't told you. I said, just because they're all bad.
Yeah, okay, I'll play. Go ahead.
isn't the answer to that almost always your best thinking got you
here.
Got your ass here in NAACA, whatever, A? Uh-huh. Yeah. And then the comeback from the sponsor is, see, look at how well that worked. My best thinking got me sober. Isn't that awesome? I must think really well.
Yeah. This is another good idea.
This is another good idea just like that one. What do you do when... Because I've had a couple of guys that do that over and over and over again and actually end up getting loaded over and over and over again.
Here, I'll give you an actual, Bruce, you give me the response.
Okay.
I was thinking, my best friend's getting married, and I think I really need to be at the wedding reception.
I think that's a bad idea.
It's my best friend.
I don't care. Take me with you. Is there good-looking bridesmaids?
Great.
Wait, how long does a person have sober when they say this?
40 or 50 days.
Oh. Yeah, I'd say.
Long
I'd
enough to have a thought.
You're going
to
get hammered.
Yeah. Long enough to have a thought.
If they really had to go, then I'd say, then you need to score me an invitation.
Yeah. They have no thoughts the first 2 or 3 weeks.
Actually, you know what, though? That's true. In a situation like that, mm-hmm. I mean, I can totally see where they're coming from. This guy's best friend. Who knows? Maybe he's the best man or something.
Yeah.
You know, I've been asked to be the best man.
Uh-huh.
I know. The kids come back with ice cream.
Not fair.
They went to get popcorn. Yeah, they come back with ice cream.
And change. And change, though.
The whole thing and change. That means the son sponsored.
Sprung.
They're hugging. My question is, where's our ice cream?
Yeah. You had money and everything.
Imaginary. It's imaginary ice cream.
It's best for us not to have it.
Oh, I'm getting a bite.
Oh, the phenomenon of craving is just about to release
here.
Yeah,
it's going to kick in. Oh,
my God. No, Shelly, you got to have a hit of that.
I don't want to bite. I don't want to bite.
Phenomenon of craving.
All right.
No, thanks.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Sarah and I actually have a little voice in our heads that says...
Is it the same voice?
That says, I got a good idea. Like a little kid says, I got a good idea.
You sound like Lily Tomlin.
I need one of those big rocking chairs so I can swing my legs.
So I did this, and then...
Yeah, because I've had a lot of good ideas lately.
How'd those work out for you?
One of them is working out okay, except for the fact that I'm starving all the time.
Yeah, I have an idea. I'll starve myself.
Yeah, that was my big idea.
Yeah, Shelly on 600 calories a day. 600.
Except for today, I probably had 1,000.
Just so that you know...
That
like
cookie right there. That cookie right there has 350 calories in it. Right there.
Yeah.
No, I'm not eating that.
Yeah, but that's like
I'm not
twice that is your daily allowance.
Why?
I watched Connor suck down 3 of them. Gone.
They're
good. What other things about I was just thinking. I mean, you just like is it just like one of those things? I mean, the thing I hear most and you hear it in every meeting, is the whole your best thinking got you here, because that seems to be like the shutdown term used by many people. Hey, I got a great idea. Hey, your best thinking got you here. Mm-hmm. Which is just short of saying shut the F up.
Yeah.
It's almost like I don't even need it's like automatically saying I don't need to hear your idea.
Yeah.
So many people in AA and AHCA have thought they had a great idea that they actually came up with a comeback for that, which is your best thinking got you here.
Yeah. I was thinking, oh, good, I was thinking of going to the movies, but why don't you give me your idea? I can laugh at that, too.
The problem is that it's not necessarily that the original thought or the original idea was that bad. It's the practical application.
Yeah, it's the execution.
That goes haywire.
Yeah, the idea was good. The execution went dead sideways.
Yeah, my idea... I need to lose some weight. Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I need to starve myself. Bad idea. But I'm still doing it.
So if the execution is the only thing that's wrong with it, it means if only I managed better.
No, if I had
I could go back to drinking if only
else's.
I managed better.
Like if I tell my sponsor that I'm thinking of doing it, like, oh, okay, back
here we go.
When I was working, and I would have an idea for, okay, here's my idea. I want to work this many hours because I need to get some stuff done at work. And she and I would say that to her, and she would say, that's a bad idea. And I'd say, why is that a bad idea? It's, I'm working more hours, I'm making more money. She said, well, because the last time you worked more hours, you were very unhappy and got depressed. And but I don't listen to her. I go ahead and do it.
But not making enough money gets me depressed.
Well, yeah. That, well, yeah. But then I go ahead and do it, and then I, you know, and then I wonder why.
Then you are making more money, and you're still depressed.
Yeah, and then I wonder why everything goes haywire because I didn't listen. That's the thing is that I can have a good idea, but if I don't run it past somebody else to get the downside or to get the caveat or to perhaps get somebody to guide me in how to implement the idea better, then I'm just going to go haywire.
You know what? That's a pretty good statement there. If you think you've got a great idea, run it by your sponsor. See how great an idea they think it is. Because I used to have a good idea, what I thought was a good idea, and then I didn't tell anybody about it, and I just did it. And my ideas are not usually that great. And if I had run it by someone else, they would have said, dude, that's stupid. Here's what could happen. Blum, 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 blum. Oh. I'm going to have my own alarm. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Yeah. My sponsor actually had a story for me one time when I came up with, I came to him with that. He goes, let me explain to you why you have a sponsor. He says, it's like I found a great buy on this property on the freeway in the middle of the desert on the way to Vegas. I think it's a great buy on the property, and I'm going to put a gym there. He goes, it's your sponsor's job to say, good idea on a good buy on the property. Maybe you should put a gas station there. You know, just run it by somebody. They might have a better idea for you. A little more time, a little more experience.
There's actually a video at youtube.com/recovery101rule62 called The Alcoholic Idea.
Really? Well, tell that us about explains. It, Bruce.
Ah, it'll take too long. But you guys can go watch it.
We have time.
What are your final words?
Okay.
Because we haven't even done final words yet.
Okay.
What are your final words?
Jelly?
Thinking is a marvelous thing. Yeah. Just don't do it by yourself.
There you go. Mark?
A mind is a terrible thing.
Here's your brain on drugs.
Yeah, any questions?
Here's your brain on drugs with a side of bacon.
Any questions?
That it?
No, you know, it's... First of all, if you're in this program and you're relatively new, just remember what all your past good ideas have done for you. And think it through to the end.
Look at any one of your dope fiend ideas and see how that worked out.
Yeah.
Because they really don't. I got a great idea. I'm going to buy an ounce of Coke, and if I sell half of it, I'll not only make some money, but I'll be able to do half an ounce of Coke. Yeah, how'd that work out for you? I did an ounce of Coke.
Yeah.
And then I went and got more fronted to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So since in other words, you didn't make any money, you didn't do any of it for free.
Since I bought an ounce, they fronted me another half. Yeah, how'd that work out? I did all of it.
Yeah, my answer almost has always been, you know, I was thinking of something. Yeah, your best thinking got you.
Yep.
That became a saying from bazillions of dope fiends and alcoholics with great ideas.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yes.
Who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
At the 12-Step Gazette. At 12stepgazette.com.
.com. Can we find that link anywhere else?
We can.
In case I can't spell Gazette.
You can Google it. Or you can go to recovery101.net.
That would be easier.
And just click on the link.
One.
Big, huge link. Right after all the writing on the page.
After all the ratting.
After all the ratting.
Done with all the reading and ratting.
After all the ratting.
And there's no arithmetic, so it makes it easy.
Thank God. No math questions. So anyway, you can go to 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. Or you can get the subscription prescription.
That's awesome.
And have it mailed to you in the post if you happen to have an Alano club or a large recovery home or something. Where would you like where would you like to have copies of it to distribute about the room? Contact Bruce. He'd be happy to send them out to you. If you're interested in a franchise, that is the that is, I know this is foreign to everybody right now in this economy, but that is actually where you take a business and make money with it.
Yeah.
You can.
And it's like fairly turnkey.
Yeah. Yeah. Bruce will provide you with the information you need to have the 12-step Gazette in your own little corner of the world.
And make some money with it.
And make some money with it.
Sweet. You're out of work. You can't find work. Here you go.
That's right.
Shelley?
Yes?
What if someone else was out of work? What could they do?
Get a job.
I don't know. Go online and like apply to places.
You could send an email to Recovery101Sales.
Oh, okay.
Recovery101Radio Sales.
Radio Sales. Pardon me. Recovery101RadioSales@gmail.com.
And what would happen then, Bruce?
You could join our crack sales staff,
and
if you get as advertisers, you get a healthy commission.
How quickly would you get back to them?
The moment we collect the check, we cut you a check. How nifty is that? Shelley?
What?
Do we have any friends online?
That would be intherooms.com.
.com.
You can go online to the... I've lost my train of thought.
That's all, folks.
It's an online recovery community.
It is.
Sweet.
Where you can go and put up a profile, meet some people in the A of your choice, go to online chats and meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
That's a bargain. We've also got email addresses besides the Recovery101RadioSales@gmail.com. We've got recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, and recovery101radio@hotmail.com. We've also got some videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what?
Who's the lead-out music by?
What's
oh, wait
the
a minute.
Shelley?
Oh, Shelley's got a resentment.
I didn't have one, but every time we ask Mark, then it's some song that we have to find.
Forever Amber.
I've just given Mark a resentment.
Yep.
Everybody try and... Oh, he doesn't have a resentment.
Yeah.
He loves those guys.
I like
Forever
Amber. It's okay.
They're awesome. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example and shout out to Yvette and the girls.
We're out.
Take care of you.